Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, just like the old cowboy movies, there are people in this country who go panning for gold. Is there any gold? Carl Payne from Gold Panning Ireland Tours is here to tell us. Afternoon, Carl.
John.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay, good. And so what happens on one of your tours?
Yeah, it's absolutely. So what we do is I bring people along and I'll have everything set up. We'll come along and we'll have a look at the river. We'll try and look for places where gold is likely to be sitting. We'll look for like a slowdown point in the river. Gold being 19 times heavier than water, it wants to drop out to the lowest point. So we'll look for a part where the river has been flowing fast and we'll look for the part of the river is going slow. So we're looking for a part where gold can drop out and we'll start assessing the ground.
Okay, and do people commonly find gold?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I bring some people out, we find gold. Now, just to clarify, I remember when I was speaking to your researcher earlier, there was questions about, would you find a few grams? I mean, most of the time we find gold, it's usually, it would fit through a kitchen sieve. Like if you're kitchen screening flour, it'd be like a 16 mesh. And you would need about 200 to 400 pieces of that before you'd have a gram. So it just depends on where you dig. Most of the general region for this part of the world anyway is Wicklow. There are other sections in Northern Ireland, but that's a different day's work altogether. But yeah, most of it is kind of the Wicklow Wexford region, and we do tend to find small little bits of gold along the way.
Yeah, and the people who find those small pieces of gold, can they keep them?
You can keep a small amount of gold for souvenir purposes, but officially all gold is property of the state. So you're not actually allowed to sell the gold. That's the official rules.
Right. OK. So, and I suppose it would never happen. There'd be a big lump of gold.
No, very rarely. I mean, in the 10 years I'm doing this, I've found maybe 4 nuggets in total. And the largest one was maybe 0.7 of a gram. If you were allowed to sell it, I'd say maybe 70 euro, 70, 80 euro, I suppose, depends on the price of things. But again, for all intents and purposes, that's property of the state. You can keep it in a jar and keep it on a shelf and someone comes over the years going, what's that? And then it becomes a conversation piece. It becomes something you can keep for souvenir purposes. But officially, you are required to surrender anything over a certain amount. I think it's a certain amount. I think it's over anything over 5 grams in one place or any nuggets over 2 grams, you're required to report it. That's, I suppose, the requirement, so to speak.
Yeah, but if you're bringing out people and they're regularly finding gold, then has anyone ever tried to set up a gold mining operation there?
Most of the people just come out just because like that, they've seen it on Westerns or seen it on TV and thought, oh, this would be great fun, I'll give this a go. And for the most part, it's somebody comes out for the day and then they're done. There are the odd few people that's like, oh, I'm going to make money this. Hold on a second. let's dial it back a notch here, you know. We've just run 7 buckets through that sluice box, a little plastic sluice box, and we've found 15 pieces of gold from 7 buckets. So you would need to run, 400 buckets. So you can suddenly realize that, yes, there is gold there, but you'd want a team of like 4 people running it. And then it's like, well, hang on a second, the amount of money I'm making theoretically, if one of us got a job on a construction site, we'd make more money on that. I suppose a lot of times some people do have that kind of idea that there is money to be made. And certainly in other parts of the world, like America and Australia and Canada, where you're allowed to sell the gold, there is sometimes more gold available, for the most part, it's more just an excuse to be out in nature. It's something that's once I get to a river, I completely lose track of time. I remember there was a class I taught last July, and I said to the guy, I says, do you mind if we finish up a bit early, because he was the only person there. And yeah, no problem. I says, I think it's around 2 o'clock, and we looked at the phone, it was suddenly 5. The whole time literally stands still. That to me is, I suppose, half of the fun of it. Time stands still and you just move on.
It's a bit like fishing.
It is, exactly. Like you could go down to Tesco and you could buy some fish for 3 or 4 euro, or you could spend 15 euro on getting your sandwiches and getting bait and roll and stuff like running out, and then you can catch some fish. Theoretically, I could walk into a jeweler's and pick up a bar of gold. It would cost me less than me going out and by the time I factor in my diesel and my food and the rest of it, But again, at the end of the day, it's a fun experience. It's something to do for fun. And yes, there is a possibility you might find something nice. I had it once where somebody only once where somebody actually found a small little, I think it was about a third of a gram picker, almost a nugget, and it was in the shape of Ireland. It was just sitting under a rock. And he said to me, he said, did you put that there? I was like, if I knew that was there, it would be bringing you. It's nice. It's good.
And Carol, do you have to get actually into the river to do the panning?
Yes. You absolutely do. So a lot of times you'll see in a lot of the, I suppose, programs in, say, in America and Canada, what they'll do is they'll have big excavators and they'll be digging through the ground and they'll be turning over the overburden. In Ireland, we can't, and rightly so, dig the banks and dig the actual grass itself. So you have to actually physically be digging the river. Now, there are, like everything else in this country, there are rules in place, and rightly so. So the rules are we can't dig any more than let's say, for example, so when you're digging, you have like a small sluice box set up. It can't be, say, more than 4 feet long. You don't want to have someone drop in with like a 15 foot long tom and just be running dirt all day long. You're in the river. You're generally in wellies up to about your shin, and you're just digging into the gravels just at the side of the river where the water has had a chance to slow down.
Yeah. And so and how many hours would you typically spend with your groups doing this?
Yeah. So, I mean, I used to do about 6 hours at a time. And now I've kind of got it down to 4 hours, because back in March, I had a stag party out. There was about 16 people there. So I had the guy helping out. And we had set aside 4 hours, and suddenly like time went by. And like, what time is it? 6 o'clock? Oh, God, is it 6 o'clock already? Yeah. So you tend to just get time kind of slips on by, but usually around 4 hours.
Yeah, I'd say bringing out a stag party after a heavy night mightn't be the best idea. You know, you wouldn't want to be, there'd be other things ending up in the pan necessarily, not just gold.
Absolutely, yes,
Carol,
yes.
Thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Carol Payne there from Gold Panning Ireland Tours, which you can actually do in this country.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.